Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Really, really penetrates the heart. They become knuckleheads. You know, they're disobedient. They don't cooperate. And then they get grown. But they still lay in the heart of the man. Why? Because they carry the seed. You know why so many Franklins in the world? Because Marquise and his brothers, they carry the seed. And so what God described here is a man's love for his son, because he said he loves him. Now, when God tell you that you love somebody, you must be sure enough in love with that individual. He said they need you to go and make a burnt offering. Now, he doesn't say that to me, but it is, I want you to make a burnt offering unto God. Now, we know something's wrong with that. We know that's a setup. How many know that's a setup? God don't call for no human sacrifices. Jesus Christ was the only one that gave himself as a sacrifice. But yet still, Abraham believed God. This is the piece that gets me, is that he believed God's word. Wasn't no Bible. Wasn't no television ministries. There was no examples. But he believed God. I always said Christianity is a user-friendly and a testing relationship with God. You know, once you try God and you recognize what God has done for you, then it begins to make sense. So Abraham believed God, and he didn't even tell him where to go. Just tell him to go over to the land of the Moriah. He didn't tell him which mountain. This is God's test. Sometimes we are sent on missions by God, and we don't have any idea of where he wants us to go. Well, I know we're talking about it. Not the people. I'm about to, people. You ever met somebody say, I'm about to? I'm gonna. But really step out on God's word, not knowing where we're going to end up. The faith that Abraham said, he got up the next morning and he packed his bags, he packed his asses, his mules, and he loaded up the wood for the sacrifice. Now, this is a man getting ready to go to church. You really going to church, you need to bring your own praise. You need to bring your own offering. You need to bring your ability to worship. A lot of folks come to church to be entertained. But if you notice this man, he brought his own fire for the offering. So then he brought his men, his boys, as he said, to carry this stuff, to work with it. They weren't part of the mission, but they were part of the journey. A lot of folks that start out with you is not part of your mission. They just along for the journey. And they can't go with you. They can go so far, but they can't go all the way. Come on and tell God, I'm getting ready to take you somewhere. And on the third day, God had got him to a place that he's told him where he wanted him to go. And then Abraham, believing God, dismissed the boy and their dad up, you know. I watch him. I don't go to sleep around him. They make up their mind. And I let them. But I'm always here when they come back and they say, Dad, if I had to just listen to you. Dad, will you pray for me? But I just started a new program. When they call for me to pray for them, then pray for yourself. You got just as much power as I do if you go on and ask God sincerely. Pray for yourself. But this boy was so sincere, he built the fire. He was getting ready to, they put the wood for the fire. And he was laying down on the altar. And he asked his dad, before he laid down, he asked his dad, where is the offering at? And the dad said, God will provide. Now, this is my message today. In the Bible, he says that it says Abraham was about to slay the young man. And the reality of what he's saying is that Abraham stayed in touch with God. It's important to continue to listen to God. Because God might send another memo. Had he not continued to listen to God, he would have slain the child. But he said, touch not. Don't hurt this boy. He said, there is an offering from you tied up in the thicket. Sometimes you got to remember that things don't happen overnight. That blessings are coming, and God has never been short concerning his promise. And he's going to deliver you. But you got to wait on God. He said, don't touch him. Here's a new memo. Your blessing is tied up in the thicket. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. You have been called. You have been blessed and delivered for a blessing. But don't get impatient. Don't stop listening to God. Because your blessing is tied up in the thicket. And you know what? It's only for you. Can't nobody come along and take your blessing. What is for you is for you. And this is the beauty of this all, is that this man believed in God enough that when it looked like it was all over, when it looked like it was impossible, God stepped in. Come on and say, but God. But God stepped in and made a change for things. Somebody had been waiting on God to do something. Somebody been waiting on God to do a financial thing. Don't you give up. Don't stop now. If you've been waiting, don't stop now. Because he is ready to bless you. And the beautiful thing about this, God has already blessed you, but he's trying to get you through your obedience to open up your eyes and look at your blessing. See, we remain, things remain hidden to us when we don't open our eyes up. It's a spiritual thing. Me and Pastor had an interesting conversation. We have interesting conversations. He helps me. He learns me things. Spiritually, spiritual vision. A lot of folks are spiritual. Oh, I'm spiritual. I drink tea at night. And, you know, I'm spiritual. But if you don't know Jesus, you ain't too spiritual. I'm sorry. I'll probably get sued for that. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ who and believe that he is the Son of God, it is impossible for you to see God and to hear from God. It's impossible. Spiritual. Abraham was spiritual, y'all. And this is where we get mixed up. We think that we're going to be blessed doing what we've always done. It doesn't work like that. You got to be willing to give up, not some things.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Like, I tell this story all the time. The lady was at my church and she was praying, and my wife, we was new in ministry. My wife said, she's going to be my project. I said, oh, okay. Some people make declarations. You just got to let them go for it, you know. And so we got to praying and told her, you just got to give up the lifestyle of sin. And she told my wife, well, how am I going to have any fun? There is some reason to that when you're not spiritual. Because we think sin is fun. Here we are. God sent a new message to Abraham. Had Abraham been in the flesh, he'd have been happy about the things that had happened in the past. And he'd have missed his blessing. But this day, he heard God's voice. You want God to speak to you? Open yourself up to be spoken to. One thing they told me about the Holy Ghost, said the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He don't interrupt nobody. He don't force nobody. He don't do nothing. It is you that opens up to him. When you want to be blessed, you got to put yourself in the way of being blessed. When you want, you know, like you got to be willing to do what's right with your blessing. Amen? I'm about to close, but there is a method to being blessed. I'm going to share it with you. First of all, you must believe. If you don't believe, ain't nothing going to work. You must believe that God is. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You must believe that Jesus is coming back again. You must believe that there is a change in salvation for you. You must believe you're changed. And you must believe you have access and God is willing to bless you. The interesting thing about it, even when you get to heaven, I believe you look around and wonder what's in the house over there. The man said he had a vision. He went to heaven and everything was nice. And he was just looking at it. And he said, well, what's over there? He said, oh, you don't want to see that. He said, yeah, open that up. Let me look at that. Everything. And he goes over to look at it. Said, whoo, everything was so nice in this house. He said, what is this? He said, this is what you missed out on earth. There are things waiting for you. He said, I'll add things to you. Huh? That's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about natural things and spiritual things. But all you people that don't want to wait, you can't get it. You can't get it all. Abraham waited. And he found out that his blessing was tied up in the thicket for him. That's what you're looking at today. Those of you that have not received what God has for you, I know I'm working on some things. But I didn't got to the place that, like I told them on the job, everybody looked like they were running to their bus. And they said, come on, Forrest. You know, I said, hey, look. They didn't hire me for speed. You know, so I walked in my bus and I got on and drove it just like everybody else. If you walk with God, and this is the serious piece, and you know this is God's voice, How do you know it's his voice? He said his sheep know his voice. If you consistently wait and say, speak, Lord, and wait for him and get your voice out the way. I got so tired of listening to me. I made so many mistakes. But God has a plan for your lives. He has a plan for your children's lives. And you know what? I'm going to say this. You cannot die if you're in Christ until you succeed in the purpose he has you for. You can't die. I'm comfortable with saying that. Because if you're in Christ and you're working in his purpose, he's not going to let you die until you've accomplished what he set for you. Amen? This morning, fix your sights on the goals of Christ. Don't let temporary stuff get you confused. If we was a permanent world, we only had to buy one car. Right? We only had some things that we only had to do one time. But this is not. This is a temporary situation. This is a proving ground. To earn our way through, to learn how to survive in this world. Jesus Christ came down through 42 generations just to be an example for us, to expose us to the goodness of God, the glories of God. He wanted us to understand, as the Son of God, I am the way to the truth and the light. Aristotle said the word logos, because he knew that the word of God was the truth. And he said there's no other word other than this word is the truth. So the Greek term for the truth in word is logos. And so if we look and see what the word is saying, this reason Bible study is important. You got to understand it. You need to study it on your own and study it Wednesday nights. They said that the Bavarians were more honorable than most, because they go to Bible study and then go home and make sure it was right. And that's what we need to do. God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing for you. Don't feel bad about well-doing. Because God's getting ready to raise you up. God's getting ready to place you in high places. Hallelujah. First, he's going to place you in your own heart in a high place. Most of our self-esteem comes from not letting God lift us up. Hallelujah. You're better than what the world is saying. The world wants to tear you down. But God made you for a purpose today. Would you stand with me? Let me pray with you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at New Creation. We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.